Welcome to GRE Snacks, snackable episodes about the GRE exam and graduate school admissions. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have an affordable GRE course that includes everything you need to ace your GRE. A full textbook, videos on key topics, tons of GRE questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, a built-in study planner and essay grader, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free by visiting achievable.me, and if you like it, the code podcast will get you 10% off at checkout. Now, let's get started. Today, we've got Candy Lee Labal from Labal Admissions, and I'd love if you could just introduce yourself and your company for people who haven't heard your episodes before.
Perfect. Thank you, Tyler. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me again. Yeah, so I'm Candy Lee Labal. I run a company called Labal Admissions, and I do MBA admission consulting. I've done it for about 16, 17 years now, 700 clients or so at this point. And I really love it, but I always feel like it's complicated to apply to MBA. That's why my mission is to take the mystery and the misery out of applying. So I try to help people figure out the process, how to do it, and I try to make it easier for them.
Yeah. And I think it's also just gives you such a great view on dealing with all the stressful parts of the MBA admissions process, right?
Definitely. I think that, a lot of the reasons that people hire admissions consultants is to increase their odds, like help me get in. Mm-hmm. But honestly, one of our biggest, the biggest benefits you get from is we're going to take the stress away. Whatever doubt you have, we have the answer. Do not worry. We can fix it all.
Right. And so that's one of the things we want to talk about today, right, is how to build a great resume, right? One that increases your odds, but hopefully also it's a little bit fun. And so that was actually in our prep conversation. One of the things that you talked about as a tip was kind of making it like quirky and interesting. I would love if you'd jump into that and just say a little bit more about that.
So an MBA, a resume is an absolute foundation of every applicant. You cannot apply to any program in the world without submitting a resume. Most of the time, it's one page. There's a handful of schools that are like two pages are okay. But if you've worked less than 10 years, there's no point in having two pages. So an MBA resume is not a resume for a job. It's not a standard resume. It's a totally different beast. In fact, I call it an MBA optimized resume. So that's what you want to do. You want to get an MBA optimized resume, meaning it's a resume that is completely tuned towards what admissions needs to know or what can blow admissions minds about you. So it's a document that's not only telling your job history and your school history, but really giving an insight into you and your innovation, your impact, your innovation, the things you've done. I like to call it the MBA optimized resume. And do you want to know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the number one thing to know about it is that if you list, so you have to list your jobs, right?
Right.
So imagine it's like a business analyst, McKinsey, right? That's your job. Your bullet points, if your bullet points sound like a job description, advise Fortune 500 companies on how to increase their this and how to save their that. And, conduct financial modeling and blah, blah, then it's not a good resume. It's a job description, right? So what you want to have on your resume, your bullet points, yes, part of it is job description, but tailor it to you. So if I'm applying Candy and I just have my bullet points of what I do or the job requirements, it doesn't make sense. It's not going to be impressive. Every consultant, McKinsey, does the exact same thing in the end. Tell me what you do. Okay, so I led a deal that resulted in this, that convinced the CEO to do that, that caused this to happen. So you start adding some details. If you had projects that were in Chile or Japan, you put that in. You kind of want to throw your international destinations. If you worked in different industries, you throw that in. So the bullet points should not only kind of tell what you do, or tell what the job description is, but they really should focus on what it is that you do, right? Mm-hmm. They should always have a lot of quantifiables as well. So if it's like, if you say something like, I closed three deals in the mining sector, well, give me some numbers. Closed three deals of a combined value of $16 billion. tell me what's going on. Let a team to create this. Let a team of 5 people. Let a team of 50 people. So you have to kind of have these quantifiable points. So when you read the bullet point, it's actually adding a lot of value.
Right. Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's just good resume advice in general, right? Like point to specific things that you did, specific numbers and outcomes that you had, rather than, I mean, so many resumes, and I see a bunch, right, as well, are just like, you know, it's like the joke is, how do you say I changed a light bulb in resume speak? And it's like facilitated, like, you know, facilitated like a new lighting and environment design upgrade with with no, you know, leading with no cost overruns and like whatever, right?
Exactly.
Like
it's just
like you can.
Well, there's definitely some creative writing in it, but in addition to that, you also, as you're creating it, you need to think about what MBA programs are looking for. And there's this wonderful tool. I know you're a GRE guy, but there's a tool that's created by GMAC, which is called the Leadership Assessment Grid. Mm-hmm. So it's part of
at yeah, one we don't point, have a problem with the GMAT.
Okay, good.
We just so don't GMAT, have a test for it right now.
GMAC created what's called the Common Letter of Recommendation, trying to streamline the letter of recommendation process. So they created 4 base questions, but inside the Common Letter of Recommendation, they created an assessment grid that has 12 points on it. These 12 points cover things like influencing, developing, analytical skills, communication skills. I always advise my clients, go look at that, go through each of those 12 points and kind of think about the things you've done in that terminology, because we know that's what the schools are looking for, right?
Right.
So rather than just say, worked on a deal in the mining industry, it's convinced 12 senior leaders of a Chilean mining company to change this process that led to $17 billion and blah, blah, blah. So looking at that kind of document and kind of working in those words is really good. But you don't want to limit it, your bullet points under your job, to just what you do as a job. You want to have another part where it talks about your office contribution. So if you're the head of the office social group, if you lead the office football team, if you organize the first diversity initiative, there should be a bullet point that talks about additional. So whether you call it office leadership, office contributions, but you kind of want to separate out from your job points this thing that kind of shows how you made the office better. You know, introduced a tool that saved 25 man hours per week. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't want to let that go. I had a wonderful client a couple years ago, and I think his CV was perfect. And like one day he just casually mentioned he was going to the language exchange he created. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, well, at my company, there's so many languages, so I created this language exchange so we could all build bonds. And I'm like, why is that not on your resume?
Why is that not like the first thing on your resume?
It can't be the first, because you have to do job stuff first, but we needed to add it. But he didn't think it was relevant. And I think if you're applying for a job to Amazon or Goldman Sachs, maybe it's not relevant. But when you're applying to an MBA, they want to know that you can give back to your community. You can make a difference. You look around, you see a problem, and you come up with a solution. And that's exactly what he did with that initiative. So usually that would be bullet points showing your impact, plus some bullet points showing how you sort of enhance the office environment in some way. And you can do that for each of your jobs. So your current job, the previous job, even for internships. Now for internships, it depends on how many years you've been working. Maybe one bullet point for your internship, but if you've been working more than 5 years, maybe no bullet points. It's too far back.
I mean, I think, frankly, if I was to do a resume today, I'd probably list just my last 2. I don't even think I'd go beyond that.
Yeah. Well, again, but you have to think about what is your objective is to get accepted into an MBA program. So if you did happen to have an internship, like let's say your goal is to go into fintech, but you're currently working at KPMG in risk management, but you did do an internship in fintech where you had some impact. You'd want to include that because you're telling them that your goal is to, so you kind of always have to think about what's the end goal, right? I had a woman a couple years ago who, she worked at an oil and gas company, a disgusting, dirty, really foul oil and gas company, and she wanted to be in sustainability. So we had to kind of go through everything she ever did to kind of suss out when she did sustainability things, and we kind of like highlighted those. Yeah, because that's what she was pitching. Not that I work at a dirty oil and gas company, but I want to be in sustainability. But it was like, look, I volunteered here. I've done that. And so she kind of had these little bullet points woven in to show, you know, and maybe they wouldn't have been relevant for another resume, but they're relevant for the MBA resume.
Right. Yeah. And I guess that is maybe another thing that's a good thing to just kind of dig into here is like, so what's relevant for the MBA essay, right? I mean, definitely if you're applying to a certain type of program and it's different than what you are currently doing or what is obvious, then highlighting things related to that program makes a lot of sense. But then beyond that, like, what are some other things that are more appropriate for an MBA essay than a real essay?
But you mean the resume, right?
A resume, excuse me. Sorry, I said the wrong word. Okay.
So the MBA resume, when you get to your university, so a lot of times I get resumes, people send me, here's my resume. It's like, I went to Cambridge University physics year, but nothing else. But then an MBA is a very social experience. It's not just academic. You're in clubs, you're involved, you're networking. So if you went to University of Cambridge, what did you do there? Were you in a debate club? Were you in the rowing team? Did you lead a student trip? So you don't just put that I graduated from Cambridge, but you put kind of the things you did under it. So bullet points, you know, co-director of this, led that, created a speech about that, assistant teacher of this, which might not seem relevant for any other sort of application, but for an MBA, it's saying, look, I was in this really tough undergraduate program, and I was contributing all the time, you know? And so guess what? When I get to your program, I'm going to do the same. So that's another thing that's kind of different between an MBA resume and like a regular job resume.
Right. Well, Andy mentioned another, the octopus example.
Oh, I'll get to that. That's additional. Yeah. Another thing I want to say about the job, the academics, if you worked during university, like let's say you worked to pay your tuition, you really should put that as a bullet point. Worked part-time throughout university, worked part-time as a pizza deliverer. The reason is because that kind of adds context to your undergraduate degree. You weren't just studying. You were also going out at night and working. Wow, this is an impressive guy. He got the 3.8 and he was selling pizzas at night. So there's things you put on there to tell a story that you would not put anywhere else. So it's very, I know it's very interesting. The MBA resume is very, very different. So getting to the octopus, I'll explain the octopus in a minute. You always want to have in your MBA resume a section that's called additional. Or let's say you're also a serial entrepreneur. So you work at IBM, but you've founded three startups since you were 16. We might have a separate heading called entrepreneurship, and we list your three startups. If you've done a lot of community leadership, we might have a section called community leadership. I had a client once who was the captain of the rugby team of Spain, like big deal. We actually put rugby as a heading and we kind of had a lot of his achievements under there. So you're always going to have additional things, whether they cover one aspect of your life or just kind of cover anything. So under additional, you'll usually have like it's languages, extra things you do, like, for example, you sing in a punk rock band, or you self-taught yourself guitar, or you're the older sister of six siblings. I mean, there's like stuff that you're putting there, but you're putting it there for a reason. You're putting it there to let admissions know I have six younger siblings. There's certain traits I have because I have six younger siblings. But then you can be a little fun here. So for example, and we'll get to the octopus. I had a wonderful client who loved the sea. Everything, surfing, water skiing, windsurfing, swimming, everything. So we had a little bullet point about like, love the sea, you know, surfing, windsurfing, comma, despite being attacked by an octopus. And then the next bullet point, right? And it was true. But guess what happens? That poor admissions person who's literally read through 20 resumes that day, you know, increase that, led that, McKinsey this, private equity that, octopus attack, what? You know, they're woken up out of their stupor. It's interesting. Like, this is interesting. Who's the octopus person? Like, what? And sure enough, every single injury she had, tell me about the octopus, right? So it's true. It's an MBA resume. You can take liberties with it. And the other, and there's an important reason to do that. One, but everything you're putting there is for a reason. We put that in there because it's true, but it's also saying I'm resilient, I'm fun, and hey, I'm not another banker, right? I'm the banker attacked by the octopus. But it comes back to what we were talking about at another time. We were talking about essays. Essays are getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and they're very limited. You can't tell all your stories. So when a school says to us, tell us your goals and why this school, you can't talk about the octopus attack. Use your resume. Your resume is your tool to use the way you want, right? And so that's why the MBA resume is a very different beast, right?
Yeah, that kind of answers my question or makes sense about basically about like the fact that usually in college admissions the essay would be the place where you would talk about these quirky things, but in MBA admissions, like putting them in the resume feels really foreign. It feels backwards. The resume is supposed to be the boring thing that just covers what you did. And then the essays are supposed to be where you write a flowery story. And it feels like it's almost the opposite, right? Or at the very least, there really isn't that much room for flowery personal anecdotes in either. Yeah. So the resume is a better place.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it always comes down to what is your objective? Convincing this admissions person to invite me to interview. And if I only had two essays to express who I am, let me use my resume to express more stuff. But, you know, I know from talking to a bazillion admissions directors, the resume is almost always the first thing they read. It kind of sets the stage, right? Mm-hmm. So wake them up out of there. Have something fun. I usually advise my clients, especially if they have something quirky about something unique, also under additional, we might put another heading. So the heading might be multicultural. And so after multicultural, they might say, you know, born in Jordan, raised in France, educated in Germany, married to a Japanese woman, work in three different countries. But so we're kind of like summing it up. Like it's probably all that information is probably somewhere in the resume, but bringing it all together in your face. Like I have direct experience in seven different countries. Where else can you do that, right? Or for example, a lot of times I'll have applicants who come from very difficult backgrounds and they had to work their way to get to where they are. So we might have a bullet point at the bottom that says, during high school worked as a waiter in order to secure a scholarship. You know, we have some kind of details about kind of the hard stuff they've done, you know, and so there's just so much leeway with your MBA resume. And then you get accepted and then you go to career management and they're like, they tear it up and they say no. And they create you a new resume, but that's not your job. Let career manager do that.
Well, at that point also you're already in. You're already your resume is about to change a lot anyway.
Exactly. This is all about getting in.
Yeah. Any other kind of closing thoughts about MBA resumes before we wrap up here?
I do believe you should stick to one page, which often comes down to formatting. So it's kind of, it might be hard to talk about formatting in an audio setting where I can't show you, but it's often like the font size you use, the font type you use. There's so many ways to save space to keep it to one page. Some schools have templates. So there's certain schools that like publish, here's a Harvard has one and London Business School has one. Here's a template. That's another myth I hear applicants are like, I have to use their template. I'm like, no, you don't. Like you do not have to use that. Nothing, unless they specifically say you must use this template, you do not have to use their template. Because often those templates are full of white space and you just can't say enough. I have a lot of, I have a lot of colleagues who disagree with me 100%. Who are like, no more than three bullet points per job. And I'm like, why? I don't see why.
I don't think there's hard and fast rules. I think it's just about approach, right? And I think at the end of the day, It's always going to be really dependent on the individual person. Like if you worked in one company for your entire post-college career before you're applying to an MBA, then the three bullet points per job makes zero sense, right?
So it just depends. Yeah, absolutely.
It just depends so much on the circumstance. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Thank you so much. This has been GRE Snacks, hosted by Tyler from Achievable with Candy Lee Labal from Labal Admissions. And Achievable has a great online GRE course you can try for free at achievable.me and use the code podcast to get 10% off at checkout.